Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and today I'm with Scott Humphrey down in Orlando, Florida at Shaw's Shaw Flooring Alliance meeting. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for being with us. Scott, as most of you know, is a columnist in Floor Focus magazine, so it's a real pleasure to have you with us and talk to you about what you're doing down here with Shaw. So as I said, every other year I think you have a meeting down here. You bring, I guess, some of your best business partners down here together as a group. Tell us a little bit about the Flooring Alliance and what it is.
Well, and I'll change right off the bat, Kemp. We're changing the name to the Shaw Flooring Network, partly because we have three platforms now within the Shaw Flooring Network. We have the Shaw Flooring Aligned Dealer, the Shaw Flooring Gallery, which is our new introduction, a middle tier that is... It's really based upon those who wanted a higher level of benefit, commensurate with a higher level of commitment. It's more of a store within a store, a destination within a store format. And then we have our elite Shaw Design Center accounts, which we talked about before when you were with us at Synergy in April. This convention is an opportunity really for the family members to get together. We asked the field to get the right dealers down here. We have about 700 who have joined us, which really surprised us in the midst of this economy. It's less than we had in 07. It's actually more than we had in 05. So we're very pleased with the ones that we have. And it's just been an amazing time.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, because I've been, you know, this is the second day of it, and I've been through some of these seminars, and you really, I mean, Shaw really does sincerely mean this partnership. These are your best partners. These are the guys that, as they've been said many times, Shaw will only be successful if these folks are successful.
That's right? Correct. Yeah. That's correct. And you'll hear that over and over again. One of the things I think that you'll hear here that makes a difference, I mean, we understand we've got great friends in the buying groups. We've got great friends even on the competitive side, on Mohawk side. But we see these people as friends. And you'll hear the word friend and family a lot down here because we understand we cannot be successful unless we help them be successful. So we have to provide the tools. Part of those tools are the training sessions we provide. We'll have those this afternoon. We've got five different training sessions they can take part in. We also have the best practice sessions. The best practice sessions took place yesterday and were very well attended. And we've opted out of many ways that we can get the children occupied so the adults can come here and really hear from other dealers that are getting it done.
Well, let's talk about the programs in a minute. A couple things I want to make sure I point out. One is, I mean, you guys have got the rhythm together on this thing. You only do this meeting about every other year.
It's every 2 years. That's correct.
And since you only do it every other year, I mean, you're able to make the investment it takes to really pull it off right. I mean, we're down here for an intense couple of days, and the balance of the programs that you've got, I've got to compliment you on. I mean, there's plenty of time for families to spend time with their Shaw friends. There's plenty of times for networking. There's also some training. There's some motivational speakers. There's yesterday there was, you know, some upbeat dancers even, you know, a little gymnastics. It's just a really good balance, and so I really do think you guys pull this off well. Why don't you give us some of the highlights so that our listeners know what some of the key things are that's going on in the program?
Okay, Kemp. Let me say first, part of the reason we do what we do is we've set an expectation through the years. We've had great people helping out with this program for the last 10 years, and we picked a great venue here at Rose and Shingle Creek. It's a beautiful hotel. It accommodates us well. We have the largest expo we've ever had, so that's one of the things I would certainly brag on, and the finest group of vendor partners who are allowed to be a part of everything that we do. We ask the media, the vendor partners, and everyone to, we're open, we're full disclosure. We want everybody to be involved and to be able to communicate everything that's going on. We've got the first time ever, three unique formats all shown in the expo. In the past, our SDCs, because they were such an elite group, we set up a kind of a tentative showroom for them, but it was always on another floor and it was never part of the expo. This time when you walk in, there are three anchors in the showroom. There's the SDC showroom, there's the SFA format, and there's the SFG store within a store, which is brand new and getting a lot of play today. We've got, of course, all the vendor partners are set up, high visibility. You walk in and you see the car that we're giving away, and a lot of focus on our fiber brands and great innovations and product that are coming out, very soft nylon, continuous filament PET. And there's a lot of great things that are going on. And I think the difference, Kemp, is that where many of our competitors feel the need to pull back, we feel the need to invest. We're financially sound. We have a great partner in Berkshire Hathaway, and we realize that this is the opportunity. This is when many companies grow. One thing a lot of people don't know, and I've written about it in one of my articles, is the fact that half of the Dow Jones companies were formed during the Great Depression. it's a time of ingenuity, it's a time of creativity when people begin to question, is this the best way to do it? So what we did with the Shaw Flooring Alliance to change it to the Shaw Flooring Network is we said, is this how retail should be done? Not retail flooring, but is this how retail should be done? What would retail look like if it was done right within the flooring industry? And we realized we needed a third platform. We need to really determine what each platform stood for, what were the benefits associated with each one, make sure that there's a reason for people to step it up, make sure that we have the product that's necessary and the programs to support the commitment that they're giving us.
Well, let me mirror a little bit of what you're saying, just to, you know, to say it differently. Is there a kind of an a la carte system down there in your product showroom area, and that, you know, if you really want to have Shaw help you with your whole total store look, you can go with the Shaw Design Center, mm-hmm. which is, you know, completely and totally committed to Shaw, and then there are varying bits, ranges of that. There's kind of a store within a store, so you can have a boutique of Shaw, which is a little bit less of a commitment, and then, or you can just come in and buy different rack systems, different programs. Like you could go in and you know, last week we interviewed Jim McIntosh on the Disney program.
Yeah, so. awesome program. We're getting a lot of good play off that. I think the easiest way to explain it, Kemp, is we have three platforms. The SFA is a footprint within a store. The SFG, the Shaw Flooring Gallery, the new launch, is a store within a store. Mm-hmm. And then the SDC is the complete store format, as you said.
Right.
Well, you tie me right into another one of the positive things we have going. This Disney launch, I'm telling you, every kid that walks up to that rack, that parent is trying to purchase that display because it's that powerful. Listen, you have the Disney name. They do a lot of the advertising for you. It's just having it. But the prints, the product, it's amazing how it reaches out to people. I mean, we've got, adults looking at it, but... Tough Techs, while they were here, sponsored a movie day yesterday, and while they're at the movie, their parents are back looking at how they can get that display in their store.
Right, exactly. Well, it's as Sandy Michigan said last week at the Carpet One show, he thinks it's the most innovative product launch this year. And speaking of product launch, you know, I've walked around. You guys have not been, I mean, in a time when the economy is soft, and we should probably talk about that a few minutes in a second, but I mean, you guys have really focused. I think you've got, I've heard some number like 1,200 new carpet SKUs introduced this year.
That's correct.
And so, I mean, you guys are continuing to offer your partners in this business, you know, what the consumer's looking for.
Well, it's part of the transition to a complete flooring focus. It's you mentioned the carpet, but we have as much emphasis this time on our laminate, the luminaire and the laminate. We have a lot of great innovation on the hard surface side with the acquisition of Zitgraph. We say between Anderson and Zitgraph, we've got you covered A to Z. I mean, there really is. We've got tremendous engineered hardwood, solid hardwood. Anderson continues to just amaze everybody in the industry with their innovation and what they're able to do in mimicking these exotics in a way that allows us to take domestic woods and give the exotic look. I mean, that's the innovation that they can't find anywhere else. It's through Anderson. We'll actually have a breakout session this afternoon, our training session, on the Lacey Act, so dealers can begin to understand that importing of those exotics from overseas is going to be stopping. It's going to be very difficult going forward, and there needs to be an alternative, and Anderson's already addressed that.
Well, let's talk about one thing that I think is completely unique with you guys in this meeting. And that is that, you know, with the economic situation we all are faced with 2009 and everybody telling us that, you know, we're not at the bottom yet and it's going to get a little bit worse before we start seeing it get any better. Talk a little bit about the tone that's been expressed both through Randy and Vance and even some of your speakers. Talk a little bit about that.
I had the privilege to fly out about 4 weeks ago and meet with Mr. Buffett and just interview him for an hour because, you know, he's got so many companies now, he can't attend every convention. So.
And he's 78. Too.
He's 78 years old. He said he's going to cut back on his travel, and as Vance said, I think he's earned the right to do so.
Right.
But he was gracious enough to say, come on out and let me answer your questions. And, you know, Mr. Buffett gave us comfort because we realized there are some tough times to come. We're not blind to that. As Randy and Vance, I think Vance originally said it so well, we're not pessimists, but we are realists. We can't come here and put on a convention and have this fake attitude that everything's okay. That's not what we're intending to do at all. What we're trying to say is it's going to be tough, but you have a choice to make. You can make it tougher, you can sit there and wait and do nothing, or you can say, you know what, I'm going to be ready when this thing turns, because it will turn. And that's what Mr. Buffett said very clearly to me. He said, you know what, in our population growth is about 1% a year. He said, that's roughly 1 million households. He said, if we were having this issue in Japan, you're in trouble. there is no population growth.
Right.
He said, but there will be a pent-up demand, and at some point, people are going to get business, and it will be the ones who are prepped during the downtime. What we're doing is providing a lot of resources, tools, programs, platforms, so that people can be prepared when this thing turns, and we will. We will be prepared. The people in the Shawflooring Network will be the most prepared. We're ready for that.
Yeah, I found Warren Buffett's remarks very interesting, and it's encouraging to hear that he is so bullish on the long-term perspective mm-hmm. for success in this business and in America for economic recovery. Well, let me ask you one last question. I think that's something that I found very interesting, and that is your CFO. Tell me a little bit about Ken Jack, your CFO, and his involvement in your benchmarking program.
Back in April, Ken Jackson began to invest in our Shaw Design Centers with something called financial benchmarking, where we literally take their financial statements for the previous 2 years, and we begin to help them see how they compare, not only within the industry to other floor covering stores, but other floor covering stores, their size and their demographic. Ken has a phenomenal analogy for this. He said it's like a physical for your business. Every year, you want to find out how you're doing. You want to find out how your cholesterol is. But in order to do that, you've got to give up something first. You got to let them draw some blood. And when they draw the blood, they come back and tell you how you're doing. Once you find out how you're doing, you create a plan to get better, to get right, to get what the norm is. And every year, you go back to see, am I still where I need to be? It's one thing for people to offer that, and I know there are a lot of people that offer that out there. It's another thing for your chief financial officer to step in, a person who has a master's degree in taxation, to step in and say, I'll help. And not only that, Ken calls these dealers individually mm-hmm. and talks through their statements with them and gives them advice on where they are, but small marginal changes they can make to make a change in their margins.
All right, Scott, I appreciate you spending time with us, and I got to tell you, dealers out there have plenty of options, and I think it's probably, and we've done an article about this, I think it's probably the right thing to do for dealers to consider aligning themselves either through buying groups or through major manufacturers. And I got to admit, you know, being down here for a couple of days, this certainly is an option that people should consider when they start looking at relationships and how they set themselves up in networks.
Yeah, Kemp, I'll say in closing that we are no longer the alternative. We position ourselves as a solution.
All right, so Scott, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Scott Humphrey, who's the manager of the Shaw Flooring Network and also one of our gifted columnists at Floor Focus magazine. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.